East Coast Breakfast.
Very, very lucky. We're very privileged. And occasionally we get these things. You get an invite to be a part of a select people on planet Earth. There's probably 24 people that have seen Mufasa, the Lion King. And we are privileged enough to have Kagiso Lediga, the voice of young Rafiki, with us here on East Coast Radio.
Listen, I don't know you as a voice actor. I know Kagiso Lediga in every aspect, from comedy to actor to director to all of these things. This voice acting thing, when did this become a thing?
It was always kind of like shrouded in secrecy, you know? They're like, hey, whatever, untitled something project. And then I had to read for a character called Ezekiel, you know? Yeah. But because it comes from Disney, you're like, oh, this is something. This feels like Rafiki, but I'm not going to say anything, you know? So I read for it and it was fun. And I kind of, like, I didn't expect a lot more than just I read for this thing and that's that. But I had so much fun, and I guess the fun kind of came out on the other side.
You've got to be a version of John Carney. Did that intimidate you at all?
Yeah, John Carney. So that was that. There was a part of that, a version of John Carney, a version of Robert Guillaume from the original movie, you know, like the 1994, who I was a big fan of, because I used to watch that show Benson on Bong TV. So then it was like that combo. This is like exposing my age. Who talks about Bong TV? And then also the combo, like, of it, like the sort of hybrid, and also just and me, and bringing in like me in it, you know. So it was fun. It was first nerves and like kind of the daunting anxiety of the big dealness of it. But then once I got over that, it was just good time, man.
When you were recording, you were like alone, so you don't get the advantage of bouncing off cast members.
There were moments where I'd say it was maybe 60-40 or 50-50. There was a lot of times where I was on my own. But there was also a bunch of times where I was with Aaron Pierre, who plays Mufasa, Kevin Harrison, Taka the one time, Tiffany Boone. You know, there were moments, but a lot with Mufasa. I played a lot with Mufasa in the room. And then there also was a lot of me. And then there's also the because where I just have to grunt, you know? It'd be like, here, come in. We just need you to... Okay, Kagiso, that's enough. Now give us another version. Give me 3 takes. You're going uphill.
Yeah.
So there was that.
You're old.
Do you feel the weight of this? Do you feel like, hang on a second, there's a chance here for another Lion King phenomenon, which is a 2-decade phenomenon with the theater and film and animation. It's huge. It is a huge institution. And now there's this one.
Not really, no. There's this juggernaut, and it costs so much money, and it could potentially make billions like the last one. But I really just had a good time. It would be great if it continues and it has the same sort of momentum and everything, which I have very little doubt it won't. You know, I feel like it's going to go to do good. When I watched it yesterday, especially, it was one of those few times where men come up to me and they go, whoa, I cried, bro. Like, I cried 3 times. I cried 4 times. You know, and men have to be mathematical when they cry. I cried 3.5 times. I cried like half a time, but it was really like I never cried, bro. So it was a thing. I feel that it's going to have like a cool cultural impact.
Kagiso, it's a great film, bro. And Africa is going to love it. And I'm sure the rest of the world's going to love it as well.
The voice of Rafiki, the legend himself. Dr. John Carney on East Coast Radio.
Well, it was incredible indeed to get a call from Barry Jenkins and say, would you like to be part of the retelling of the story of Mufasa and to play Rafiki again? I said, why would you ask? I've been waiting. It's an incredible opportunity, you know, when you play a role, and a great role, and then you go back to it. It's almost like rediscovering that journey. Now I'm much older, 81 years old, 7 children, 10 grandchildren. So when I'm asked to tell a story to young Kiara, what happened or where the grandfather came from, it was just a life role. That's what I do now with my grandchildren. When they ask me, what happened in 1922? I said, I wasn't born yet. What happened in 1952? I was a kid at school. What happened in 1994? Now that was a great day. Not only was it the day that we solved the problems of South Africa, it was also the first release of the animation of the Lion King. That's when the relationship between us as people on this in the world to know about Simba, about Mufasa. So now going back to retell the story, but starting from Mufasa was the cub, is a joy to tell again.
I feel Dr. John Carney's fingerprints over here. I feel you had a whisper in someone's ear about, hang on a second, Rafiki needs to tell a story here.
Well, you understand that as an actor, the opportunity just to work, and then the opportunity to work with a great, great director who will now reimagine, who will put their own stamp, who will work with you and ask you, what do you think? And then as the story evolves and reading it, it was such an incredible sort of reconnecting with the past in order to understand the present and be ready for the future. And Barry Jenkins is a gentleman, a warm person who engages you and say, okay, we can do that again, do you think so? I said, of course we'll do it again. But that's the opportunity to tell the story again, which I was so lucky at my age to be able to be given the opportunity to play Rafiki again. Mm-hmm.
I went into the screening so hopeful that this would be in line with the phenomenon that is The Lion King. I certainly didn't expect a movie to match the grandeur and the enjoyment and the excitement and the storytelling. How do you think, Dr. John Carney, or South African audiences are going to connect with this film?
In Africa, most of the history of a people is not necessarily written down. You don't go to the library and find out where is the Xhosa, the history of the Xhosa people, the Zulu people, the Shangaan, the Tsonga, the Pedi. It's told down from one great-grandmother to another grandmother, like I am doing now to my children and my grandchildren. So the South African audiences all will be accepting and embracing the story. When we opened in Hollywood, there was a silence and an appreciation and a bit of clapping there and there. But when we opened in South Africa, everybody was like, I know that story. It's my story. This is telling the story I know. I know that lion. Oh, I know John Carney. I know Kagiso Ledaba. I know that was Thandi Newton. People were just talking right through. And at every moment, they would applaud. And then at the end of the evening, people stood up, like in a theater. And that was an affirmation that they have received the story. And what's wonderful about this kind of installment, that it's about you. You relate to it. You find these people in your old family, the Scar, the other lions, the outsiders and all. It's our lives. That's Africa.
It's East Coast Breakfast. Catch up on all the entertainment on ecr.co.za. Select East Coast Breakfast.